then we thought, well, we want to make a movie of this that's consistent, right? So if you want to do science, you want a stimulus that's very consistent every time. So we shot films of shrimp walking in a straight line so that we could get that consistency. And we shot some shrimp, which I guess they weren't straight. There was a bit of an arc to it, but more or less, you know, in one plane, staying in focus. And that were our basic starting point of making the stimuli. And from there, we could make that video work that it would repeat across the screen. So it appeared like the shrimp just walked all the way across the screen. And we had to figure out, you know, how fast is good for the cuttlefish. If it's too fast, then by the time they get to the screen, it's disappeared. We had the shrimp sort of flip around when it got to one end and walk back the other way. So that sort of helps with, you know, making the thing consistent. And then we tried something which we didn't expect would happen. We just assumed they didn't have like awesome vision, I guess because they are a marine creature and, you know, why should they have amazing vision? And so we simplified the shrimp to not have legs. We just thresholded the images so that it would be easy to do, you know, black and white, because we had to eventually colorize them for the 3D stimulus.